The end of an era on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Ending days of speculation, Tom Brady really is retiring. The only player ever to win 7 Super Bowls, announcing his decision in a lengthy Instagram post.
Just over a week since Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got eliminated from the playoffs, the 22-year NFL veteran wrote, "This is difficult for me to write, but here it goes. I am not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. I've loved my NFL career, and now it is time to focus my time and energy on other things that require my attention." The NFL's all-time leader in nearly every passing category wrote, "My teammates, coaches, fellow competitors, and fans deserve 100% of me, but right now it's best I leave the field of play to the next generation of dedicated and committed athletes."
Fox's Jared Max. At 44 years old, Brady led the NFL in passing yards and touchdowns this season. Patriots owner Robert Kraft paying tribute to Brady in a written statement. He says a generation of football fans have grown up knowing only an NFL in which Tom Brady dominated. Olympic athletes get another cyber warning about protecting their privacy in Beijing.
The FBI warns cyber actors could use a range of attacks at the Beijing Winter Olympics this month and Paralympics next month. Those threats include ransomware, malware, and social engineering. The warning from the FBI advises athletes to keep personal cell phones at home and use temporary phones while at the games. The government says during the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, there were more than 450 million attempted cyber-related incidents. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And COVID also remains a concern for the games, with dozens of athletes testing positive in the past week, leading the status of some still in doubt. Russia's president saying moments ago, the U.S. and its allies have ignored Russia's main security demands. He's speaking after a meeting with the Hungarian prime minister, the West pushing for de-escalation as a Russian troop buildup continues along Ukraine's border. America is listening to Fox News.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
More testimony in Minnesota at the federal trial of 3 former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death.
Under cross-examination in St. Paul, defense attorneys questioned former MPD training officer Katie Blackwell on whether or not there was adequate police training. They also called it a culture that teaches officers not to question their superiors, as Derek Chauvin was in 2020 when he arrived on scene to George Floyd's arrest. Former officers Thomas Lane, Atutau, and J. Alexander King are all charged in the federal civil rights trial. With failing to provide medical aid to Floyd, Atutau and King are also charged with failing to intervene. The 3 officers still face state charges of aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Chauvin pleaded guilty in the federal case after being convicted of murder in state court. The casket just arriving at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City a short time ago for the wake of police officer Wilbert Mora, whose funeral is tomorrow, one of 2 officers gunned down while responding to a 911 call. More information is made public about a Pennsylvania bridge that collapsed last week.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation says the Pittsburgh bridge that collapsed on Friday showed deterioration during an inspection in September, but that it wasn't bad enough to close it. PennDOT says it won't release the full inspection report, citing state and federal laws and the ongoing investigation into the collapse. It happened just hours before President Biden was due in Pennsylvania to talk about a federal infrastructure law that has earmarked more than $1.5 billion for bridge work in that state. No one was killed in the collapse, but several people were hurt, and as of Monday, one person was still getting treatment. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Stocks are slightly higher to start February on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 33 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.